All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. He protects his people. He keeps his promises, y'all. So always stay thankful through it all. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let's always pray for each other, intercede for each other, comfort one another, support each other, all those things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be on one accord for the Most High and stay together strong forever. Amen. Most definitely. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine and love, the harmony and the gatherings and the fellowships. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs. Much love to the brave, courageous, isolated believers out there who are going through it for the gospel or the faith. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road, all the persecuted believers out there. Much strength, love, and comfort to you all. Much love to all the grafted and Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. And much love to all the brand new converts, anyone who just gave their life to Christ, who just got baptized, who just became a believer. God bless you. Welcome as well. Most definitely. Welcome everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faiths, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted or grafted in, it is all right. Let's gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Always cry out to him. Express yourself to him. Pray without ceasing. Don't quench the spirit. Always stay obedient. Just always keep telling everything about your situation to the Most High, y'all. He is looking. He is hearing us. He is answering our prayers. Amen. So always serve him with gladness and joy. And always worship the spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye, at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Amen. He has come back with them angels. He's come back with a shout. So let us stay ready, alert, sober, vigilant. Let's keep our lamps and our oils. Let's keep being washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water by the word, y'all. Let's keep doing a great commission. Keep the commandments, keep the word of God, keep being doers of the word, keep spreading the gospel, keep living by it. Stay in your purpose and call for the Most High and help so much people, y'all. Stay with it, amen, most definitely. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything Most High has told us personally, according to our personal lives, our calling, our situations, our circumstances, our futures, our gifts, our talents, handle that, people. Whatever assignment or task the Father gave you, handle it, people. Get to it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Trust him all. Trust him through it all, y'all. And just hang in there, man. A lot of people are really pressing forward. And just prayers and comfort to everyone listening. Amen. Just let the Lord keep revealing himself more often to us in dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways of interactions and communications, affirmations, amen, confirmations. Praise the Most High, y'all. So now today's where we'll just go through today's Bible reading. We'll go through recommended reading scripture. We'll go through commentary. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. We'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. So this commentary is based on a father-son dialogue, a father-son, parent, and child. you know, bond, all right, communication, all right? So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verses 15 through 35. Recommended reading is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 1 through 9, and also the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 7. The title of this commentary is The Dad Talk. Do you remember the dad talk? Maybe you recall your dad trying his best, failing somewhat at wisdom and wit, but succeeding admirably in the areas of heart and concern. Perhaps you felt a little embarrassed over his awkwardness, but appreciate his sincerity. Maybe you recall that your dad never got around to the conversation, but that you wanted him to. Or perhaps you didn't know your father, and missing the talk has left you feeling angry and cheated. Much of Proverbs provides a script for all kinds of dad talks that make sense, because in most of Proverbs, a dad is talking. In addition, the book includes not just one father's wisdom, Solomon's, it also includes the fatherly wisdom of God. Look at some of the relationship topics for a father-son discussion included in just one chapter. If the son's heart is wise, the dad's heart would be glad. See verse 15. Both the dad who gave the life to the son, see verse 22, and the mom who gave birth to him, see verse 24, desire to see him make the best of his life. Furthermore, Solomon provides bits of wisdom that can seed longer conversations. Why the truth can be brought but shouldn't be sold, see verse 23. How to choose a wife wisely, see verses 26 through 28. What those beer commercials during game breaks leave out of their messages, see verses 29 through 35. Dad talks need to be conversations, covers all kinds of topics, and take place frequently. As much as they can provoke laughter, tears, hugs, and high fives, father-son conversations should be lifelong dialogues where short and simple parent-to-child check-ins mature into a delightful exchange between deeply connected men. If you have a son or know some other younger man whom you can influence for God, take a cue from Solomon. This young man needs to know he can trust you with his heart. For that to happen, you need to trust him with your heart. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. In general, what expectations do you have about father-son communication? When was the last time you prayed about your relationship with your son? Imagine your son 5, 10, 20 years old from now. What kind of relationship would you like to have with him at each of those points? What can you do now to make that happen? Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. Prayers up for everybody listening. Children, honor your mother, honor your father, honor your parents, children out there. And parents, do not provoke your children. Amen. Let us have better bonds between parents and parents in the day, man. You know, the children need more talks and more transparency. And, you know, children need to be more open with the kids and open with their parents and vice versa, you know what I mean? So parents and children need to open up more often these times that we're in, all right? A lot going on, so the conversation's got to be deeper and better, amen? Praise the Most High forever, all right? So what I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Lord. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High always, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Praise the Messiah. Much love to him, y'all. He is excellent. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all. The Advocate. Praise the Lord. The Almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord. The Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father. God is with us, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn of all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am, the I Am that I Am, the I Am who I Am, the Great I Am, the Image of God, Yehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is a King of Israel, amen. He is a King of Kings, hallelujah. He is a King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my salvation, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high time, my deliverer, my redeemer, my healer, my provider, our shield, our buckler. Praise him. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai Yahweh Ben Yahweh Haya Shai Yeshua Hamashiach Barakatha Shalom Shalom Yeshua Elohim Yehosha Yehusha Yehosha Haya Shai Abba. He is a consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days to rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all your heart, and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. God, believe in him. God, trust in him. God, have faith in him. God, believe in him, y'all. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Your faith is how you overcome the world. Praise the Most High always. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God be in our lives forever. The finger of God be in our lives forever. Amen. We trust and agree, y'all. Praise him. His timing is perfect time and due time. And be patient, be strong, and hang in there, people. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word, the living word, the word made flesh. Praise him. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. We know that his word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. And we know that his words are double-edged, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So prayers up out there for all the parents out there. Prayers up for all the children out there. You know, everybody, all the families, everybody, man. A lot going on, all right? So let's stay strong and hang on tight. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. So what I love to do as I close out is give y'all the prayer and give y'all the prayer blessing on the way out, okay? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Shalom. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.